Thank you, Pastor Tim. Good morning. Well, I'm tickled to death you're here. And I'm glad to be with you. Some of you are happy about that. That pregnant pause moment when you're waiting for something to happen. You're a little slow this morning, but you know, the Lord loves slow people. And so do I. Really, it's great to be with you this morning. And I want to talk to you about God today. How many of you think that's a good idea? I want to talk about God. And I want to talk about your feet. Everybody, look at your feet. Yeah, just, I'm hearing a few chuckles in the room. Like, I mean, really, seriously, you don't have to take your shoes off, okay? But just look down there at your feet. You know, there are all sorts of feet. Last week when we went to the beach, I saw a bunch of feet. I was watching. I was looking at feet. You know what I saw? I saw pudgy feet. I saw skinny feet. I saw some long feet, some short feet, some funny feet. It's just amazing. You know, and I would imagine most of us, if we were to take a poll of the room, most of us in the room would say that feet are very low on the list of our anatomy as what's important. We don't think about them. I mean, we don't get up in the morning and put our foot up to the mirror. We look at our face in the mirror, but we don't get up in the morning and think, okay, I got to take care of my feet today. It's an amazing thing, this matter of feet. And I want to tell you something about your feet today. So we're going to talk about God, and we're going to talk about feet. Let me tell you some things about your feet. I have this week done some research. Some of it was surprising to me, though not all of it. But notice some things about your feet. Your feet will carry you the equivalent of 5 times around the earth in an average lifetime. Your feet. Some of you think, I feel like I've done it. If you lose just one little toe, you're going to have to learn how to walk all over again. Doctors affirm that feet are mirrors to your health. And the signs of many diseases often appear first in your feet. There are 26 bones in each foot. All of them are vital to your balancing your body and walking. Amazing, isn't it? There's so much more that could be said about feet, but enough to say they're pretty important, that we need our feet. Now, that's about your feet. Let me tell you something about God. Number one, God has a message. And God has a mission. And God has a method. These are three truisms about God. The Bible tells us some things about God, and it tells us some things about our feet. For example, you know, some feet, according to the scripture, lead us into trouble and difficulties. So notice this in Isaiah 59, verse 7 and 8. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace, we were just praying about peace a moment ago. The way of peace, they don't know. There is no justice in their paths. They've turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along them will know peace. See, feet can take us into bad places. But that's not all the Bible has to say about feet. Believe it or not, look at your feet again. Believe it or not, God thinks feet are beautiful. You say, well, he hasn't seen mine. Oh, yes, he has. He made them. God thinks our feet are beautiful. Notice what this says in Isaiah 52, verse number 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, good news of happiness, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. God thinks feet are beautiful. Tell the person next to you, God thinks your feet are beautiful. But not because of how they look. God isn't impressed with how your feet look. God thinks your feet, my feet, are beautiful because of where they can go. God says that the feet of anybody, any person who's willing to go anywhere and share the message that he has, anybody who's willing to go anywhere and share the good news of life in Jesus Christ, that, the Word of God says, is what comprises beautiful feet. Whether your feet carry you to Kenya in Africa, where we have a world team right now from our church in Kenya, Africa, their feet have taken them there. In fact, how many of you think it'd be good just to stop and pray for them right now? Lord, we do take a moment right here in the middle of this message, and we would lift up our team that is there in Kenya, and that their feet have carried them there to take the message that, Lord, you've placed in them. We pray that you would cover them with your protection, with your power, with your anointing, that everything they do, every person they reach, every hand they touch, Lord, will be a reach of your hand extended. We ask that you protect and cover them. Keep them in health. Keep them strong, Lord Jesus. Let them accomplish the mission that they've set out to do. We bless them today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So whether your feet carry you all the way to Kenya, or maybe they just carry you across the street to the house of the neighbor who lives across your street, and they go there to share with somebody in some place the good news that they don't have about Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, as long as you go with the message, God says, I like those feet, happy feet. They make me happy, God says. In fact, I you know the movie Happy Feet? I watched it 3 times this week. I was actually looking for a clip that I could pull out of that, and I think there was something in there, but I thought, you know, all I have to do is talk about it. I don't have to show it. You know, a penguin dancing is not going to really make the point. But I love that film. Somebody that discovered something, or somebody. It's a penguin. It's a cartoon, my goodness sakes. But the point is there, is that there was something in that little penguin that had to find an expression. I want to tell you something. There's something in you that wants to find an expression, some way, somewhere, somehow. So I want us to look at our feet today, and I want us to be reminded of a couple of things. I'm going to have you do this another time or two, but would you look at your feet one more time? Now, some of you by now are starting to take your shoes and socks off because you really want to get a good look. That's not required. But just check them out. Right there. Not far from you, a part of who you are. And I want my feet and your feet to be reminders. My prayer, it's already been prayed, so we can undo it. My prayer this week has been that somehow, because of this message, that every time you look at your feet, you're going to be reminded of something. Now, sometimes our feet remind us of things and we don't even have to look at them. Reminded of, I got a blister. Oh, should have fixed my sock differently. Or reminder of a toenail that needs dealt with. Yeah, somebody's hallelujah out there. And we're not even looking at our feet to be reminded. But I want to tell you, when we look at our feet, I'm saying, Lord, would you remind me, number one, that I have a message to share when I see my feet. See, God has these things, a message, a mission, and a method. What has he done with what he has? He's given it to you. He's invested it into me, into you. The question I have to ask myself is, if God has those things, a message, a mission, and a method, and he's given them to me, the next question is, what am I doing with what God has given me? Am I holding on to it? Polishing it up? Setting it on my trophy shelf? Tell people when I see them, yeah, I love the Lord. It's good to have him as my friend. Loves me all the time. I love him. Or have I taken this message, and is there something being done with this message that has been given for me to share? When I look at my feet, I want to be reminded that I have a message to share. What is the message? It's good news. It's peace. It's good news of happiness. It's salvation. That's all wrapped up in the message that God has given to you and to me. Who needs the message? Only everybody. Everybody needs the message. Every person deserves to hear it. Not because they're good people, but because Jesus died for them. Every person needs to hear the message. In fact, Jesus said it this way, go and make disciples. Go tell the message. That's in Matthew 28. But in Matthew 24, here's something else he says, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. I hear a lot of people talking today about the end coming. As though, like, oh God, get here soon. I'm really interested in hearing a lot of people talking about the end coming, so I really need to get the message to them. That's what I'm really listening for, is not the end so I can escape, but the end because the message has finally gotten out, and people finally know. And here, let me tell you something about this passage, because when I read that, this message will be carried to the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, then the end will come. Here's a question I said to myself. How's that working out? Jesus said that, but how is it working out? Let me share a couple things with you that I think are really quite remarkable. 44 years ago, 1970, how many remember it? I remember it. That's the year I started college. Thank you for remembering that I started college. 44 years ago, get this, 2/3 of the world's Christian population lived in the United States and Europe, what we know as the West. 2/3 of the Christian population of the planet lived in Europe and the United States. That was in 1970. Just 10 years later, in 1980, the ratio had moved from 2/3 in Europe and U.S. to 50-50. 50% of the Christians lived in the United States and Europe, and 50% in the rest of the world. That was in 1980. In 1990, get this now, 2/3 of the Christians of the world, no, let me restate it this way, 75% of the Christians in the world lived outside of the European United States Western identity. 75% of the Christians of the world in 1990 lived outside of Europe and the United States, when only 20 years earlier, 2/3 of the world's Christian population lived there. Sounds to me like somebody figured out that they had a message that needed to be shared. That there's really good news going on in the middle of all the bad news that we hear. And we get overwhelmed with the bad news, but it's really, really good news, because Christianity is no longer a Western faith, it is a world faith. Jesus is being made known all over the world. That's really, really good news. So my feet need to remind me there's a message that I've been given that needs to be shared. But not only that, my feet, I want my feet and your feet to remind us that we have a mission that needs to be fulfilled. Isaiah does not speak here in this text about the beauty of the eyes or the mouth or the lips or the hands. He says the beauty is in the feet. That people who understand that they have a message to share understand that their mission is to do that, to literally share the message. See, it's one thing to see the world needs Jesus. It's another thing to know that Jesus is the answer. How many of you know that the world needs Jesus? How many of you know that Jesus is the answer? And I think it's important to love the Lord when we're together. Aren't you glad we come together and love the Lord? Don't you enjoy coming to church? I love coming to church. I love you. I love being here with you. I think sometimes our theme song is I'm in the mood for love. You know, we come together and just we're hanging out. And all of those things are important, but none of them matter if we don't go to where people are who need Jesus. None of that matters. Whether it's in Kenya or if it's across Ruffner where I live. How am I doing with the mission? I look at my feet and I'm reminded that I have a mission to fulfill. Obviously, the reason that Isaiah uses the feet in his picture here is think about the culture and the time. Feet is all they had to get around. If you were going to go anywhere, you were going on foot. You might go on 4 feet, because you have a donkey. But the foot is all they had. And so when Isaiah is saying, God is really impressed with this, he's saying he's impressed with people who understand that they've been given something and they're on mission to get it to where it needs to go. He said, I want you to recognize your feet become beautiful to the Lord when you recognize that you have a mission that you have to fulfill. Look again at your feet. They remind you what? That you've got a message. How many of you know what the message is? It's Jesus, isn't it? Aren't you glad you've received the message? I mean, the message that God loves you. How many of you really are glad you know that message? It's not out here sitting on a shelf somewhere. It's your message. You're alive with that message. You're here worshiping because of that message. You have a message, and my feet remind me, I have this message, but it's not just for me alone. And my feet remind me that I have a mission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, wherever that world may be for me. Let my feet remind me of that. And now, my feet remind me that there's a method. The feet bring good news. The feet proclaim peace. The feet bring good news of happiness. The feet announces salvation. Say it with me, bring. Proclaim. Bring. Announce. There's the method. It doesn't self-proclaim. The message doesn't self-bring. The message that you and I have has to be activated by you and by me. It will not automatically go across the street where I live to the new family that lived there unless my feet get out of my house and walk across my street and go up on their door and introduce who I am. And I tell you, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission because I have a message. And I look at this young couple that moved in my neighborhood, and I see them right away before they ever moved there. The house is getting fixed. And I'm saying, okay, Jesus, the message has got to get to them. And so I'm learning them. I'm discovering them. I bought their little boy a birthday present. She brought some pastries to our house and said, thank you. God has them on his radar. Why? Because my feet, not because I'm a preacher, not because I'm a pastor, but because Jesus loves them and I've got that good news and I have to go share it with them. And the method is the only one I know. I love all the technology. We're streaming live today. Hallelujah. Hello, everybody streaming. We have radio. We have CDs. We have all these wonderful things, but nothing, nothing, nothing will ever replace your feet, because your feet take you to your world. My feet cannot take me to your world. My feet take me to my world. And so who is going to reach your world? Your feet? It's amazing how simple this is when God begins to unpack it in our lives. I love this passage. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 15, I asked Pastor Tim early this morning when we were up in the office, I said, are you wearing any funky socks today? Because have you ever noticed that sometimes he wears funky socks? Like stripes and all kinds of, and I've noticed it, and I thought it'd be great if he was wearing some today, because I'm going to bring him up at this point and show him off. Because here's the deal, shoes change from season to season. Fashion changes, socks change, but what doesn't change is feet. You don't get to go into the spring and say, okay, get some new feet this year. Your feet remain the same, and the message remains the same. The mission remains the same, and the method is something that God has you going forward to do. I love this passage in Isaiah, and when it says how beautiful are the feet, that word beautiful is a wonderful Hebrew word, na'ah, that's the word. I wasn't denying myself. No, that's the word. And do you know what that word means? How to be at home are the feet of those who bring good news. How pleasant are the feet of those who bring good news. How suitable are the feet. All of that idea. In other words, when you and I get into the method and we begin to use our feet ought to take us with a gospel to people that is just like being at home. It's suitable for them, for their circumstance, for the situation. I don't come in with my religious gospel. I come in with a gospel that is suitable and is as comfortable sitting in their front room talking about it as it is me standing here on Sunday morning. It has to be that kind of gospel. And Jesus, when he sees you and me responding that way with the method that our feet reminds us we have, he says, that's what I want, is a suitable, presentable, pleasant gospel that people can recognize and embrace and welcome into their life. not something that pushes them away and says, oh, that's craziness. No, let your feet be beautiful as you engage this method. Let's take another look at where feet have gone over the last 100 years. Because I'm committed to you leaving this place really happy today. If we're going to talk about happy feet, then you've got to be happy, right? And think of this. In the last 100 years, in Iran, you don't have to raise your hand because I've looked around the room and I see there are Iranians in the room, Persian people. I know that. Do you know that in the last 15 years, more Iranians have come to Christ than in the previous 1,000 years? That is really good news. That is exciting news. You know that in China, by conservative estimates, in China, there are 60 million believers in Jesus Christ. 60 million. Do you know what that is? In 1950, it's 66% increase since 1950. 60 million believers in China. In 1900, there were no believers in Korea. 1900, that's only 114 years ago. And do you know that today, a third of Korea is a believing nation? One third of the nation of Korea. Seoul, Korea alone has over 7,000 churches. Indonesia, the largest Muslim population in the world, lives in Indonesia. And do you know that in Indonesia is the largest number of Muslim people coming to Christ in the world? Isn't that good news? That is exciting good news. 380 million plus believers on the continent of Africa. I'm telling you, somewhere somebody realized they had a message and they had a mission and they got their method in gear and the world is being changed. It's being changed everywhere around us. We see all the bad news, but I'm here to tell you, Dateline, there's good news. People are coming to Jesus. They're coming to the Lord everywhere. But when I go home today and I turn onto my street and I start going past the 21 houses on my street before I get to my house, the question is, how much of that world is coming to Jesus? How many of those people are getting the good news shared with them? Because that's where it lands for me and you. We can put all of these numbers up here and we should celebrate. We should say hallelujah. The angels of heaven are rejoicing. There's really good news and the fulfillment of the prophecy of Matthew 24 is taking place, but is it taking place on my street? And that isn't your responsibility, it's mine. I have the message. I have the mission, and I have the method. What are we doing with all of those things that God has given to us, and how are we handling our foot business? There's a masterful theologian of history, although I don't know that he would think of himself as a theologian. But he wrote some verse some time ago. I want you to look at the words of Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who will decide where to go. What do you know? You have a message. to share. You have a mission to fulfill, and you have a method to use. Let's pray.